called to serve. The 167th Semiannual General Conference brings new organizational changes and new leadership. We are living in a wonderful season of the work of the Lord, said President Gordon B. Hinckley during the Saturday morning session of the 167th Semiannual General Conference, held April 5th and 6th, 1997. President Hinckley continued, "The work is growing ever stronger. It is expanding across the world. Each of us has an important part to play in this great undertaking." Three members of the Second Quorum of the 70 were called to the First Quorum. 12 new general authorities were called, one as a new member of the First Quorum of the 70 and 11 as new members of the Second Quorum of the 70. In addition, a major change was made in the organization of the Quorums of the 70. Members of the first two quorums of the 70 will continue functioning as general authorities, with members of the first quorum serving until the age of 70, and members of the second quorum serving for periods of 3 to 5 years. Three additional quorums of the 70 were formed, comprising of those who have been serving as area authorities. Members of the three newly formed quorums of the 70 will be known as Area Authority 70s and will serve for a period of years. The 134 new Area Authority 70s will continue with their employment, reside in their own homes, and serve on a church service basis. The third quorum of 70 will consist of Area Authority 70s residing in Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, and the Pacific. The fourth quorum of 70 will be those Area Authority 70s living in Mexico, Central America, and South America. The fifth quorum of 70 will be formed by the Area Authority 70s from the United States and Canada. The Area Authority 70s will be assigned to preside at state conferences and train stake presidencies, create or reorganize stakes, and set apart stake presidencies, serve as counselors in area presidencies, chair regional conference planning committees, serve on area councils presided over by the area presidency, tour missions and train mission presidents, and complete their duties as assigned. Also, a new Relief Society General Presidency was organized, and a new counselor in the Young Women General Presidency was called. People in more than 160 nations, concluded President Hinckley after announcing the changes that would be made, speaking a score of languages and more, worship our Father in heaven and our Redeemer, His beloved Son. This is their great work. It is their cause and their kingdom. First Quorum of 70, Gary J. Coleman, John M. Madsen, William Rolf Kerr, Carl B. Pratt. Second Quorum of the 70, Richard D. Allred, Aaron A. Call, Richard E. Cook, Duane B. Gerard, Wayne M. Hancock, J. Kent Jolly, Richard J. Maines, Dale E. Miller, Lynn G. Robbins, Donald L. Staley, Richard E. Turley Sr. Relief Society General Presidency, Mary Ellen W. Smoot, President, Virginia U. Jensen, First Counselor, Sherry L. Dew, Second Counselor. Young Women General Presidency, Carol B. Thomas, Second Counselor. End of the article, Called to Serve.